This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But as those of you who listen to the Newell Norman Show regularly know, Tuesdays at 11 o'clock, we like to talk to difference makers in our community. We like to talk to people who are working hard to fight for Greater New Orleans and make a difference here. The NOLA Coalition, hundreds and hundreds of individuals, organizations, businesses, and others, they came together in a time of desperate need in our community, when crime was at historically high levels, with the goal of finding ways to do an all-of-the-above solution through police work, community involvement, neighborhood organizations, nonprofits, businesses, and everybody else to get on the same page in whatever role they could play in fighting crime, play that role. And you cannot, in any way, shape, or form, argue with the fact that we've seen success. Crime now is at historically low levels in the region, in the city, and in the surrounding parts of Southeast Louisiana. It's working. There may be other factors at play, but crime is down. And so every Tuesday, Newell likes to recognize people who have had who have had the opportunity to play a role in that. And this Tuesday, no different. Joining us now is the CEO of the Louisiana Children's Museum, Tiffany White. Hey, Tiffany.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I'm glad that you're here. I really enjoy this. This is the third time I've gotten to do this segment here, and it makes me feel really great after I talk to you difference makers about what you're doing to help in our community. And so I'm glad that you're here. And I learned a lot I didn't know. I started bringing my kids to the Children's Museum on Julia Street 3 decades ago.
Yes.
I raised 4 kids, and Children's Museum was always a favorite place. We always had a membership. We always took the kids, and we always had a great time. And then when it moved to City Park, all of my kids were grown and out of the house, but I've had the opportunity to visit a couple of times to attend events there and get a feel for what you're doing over there. And wow, amazing with the new campus you have and the new opportunities you have, what you've been able to do there.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful campus, and we've been able to leverage that for the families here in New Orleans.
And now you're bringing something to the plate that you haven't done before, and I think that's fascinating, and we'll get into that in a few minutes. In general, for folks who have not had the opportunity to visit the Children's Museum in a while, tell us about the Louisiana Children's Museum.
So the Louisiana Children's Museum moved to City Park in August of 2019, and has been there in a beautiful campus that's nature-filled. It's on 8.5 acres. We have indoor and outdoor exhibitions. And it's all about learning. You know, a lot of people think, you know, we're going to the Children's Museum and we're going to have fun. Yes, you are. And it's about having fun as the family, but it's also for us about learning and development for children.
You made the choice to join the NOLA Coalition, as so many others did in our community, trying to help in the fight to make New Orleans and Southeast Louisiana a better place to live. And I understand that since then, you're looking now at kind of changing your mission, or at least expanding your mission, through something called Aging Up. What inspired this evolution?
Yes, we definitely are aging up now, and through the work, you know, Dave, I'm fairly new to the city, about 2.5 years in. So when I came into the museum, you know, I had a chance to look at what was being done, and it was, you know, all the work that have been done. You know, you talked about that, all those decades of bringing your children to the Children's Museum. Lots of great foundation, but it was really primed to go to the next level. And so one of the things that I did when I first came in with the board is just listen, went on a listening tour to understand what are the needs of New Orleans now and how can the Children's Museum possibly be a solution to those needs. And one of the things that came up was my children are older now, and so we don't go to the Children's Museum. And I probably heard that more than I have ever in any city. And then after thinking about that a little bit, I thought, you know, typically science centers and children's museums work together. So children's museums will take care of the younger audience up to about 8 or 9, and then science centers pick them up at 8 or 9 and take them through high school and even into adult. And since New Orleans doesn't have a science center, there was this gap there where children were aging out at 8 or 9. And we looked at that as an organization and a board and said strategically we wanted to try to fill that gap because we feel like older children can learn and develop at Louisiana Children's Museum as well. So that was one of our organizational objectives. And we have been working on that and doing some prototyping and just received some funding to be able to do that a little bit bigger and expand.
Yeah, you know, and I'd never really thought about it in that context, but you're right. You know, at some point, your children no longer want to go pretend grocery shop at the little grocery store. They love it when they're younger, but at some point they're like, yeah, no, I don't want to do that anymore because they're getting older and their interests are changing. And that's just one example of the amazing activities that have always been at the Children's Museum for younger children. So what does aging up look like as you now work through this concept and where are you getting the money to do this?
So aging up for us looks like first we did a prototype last summer with high school students. And that prototype was based on a near peer model, and it was a mentoring model. And so what we know is that little children look up to their big brothers and sisters, and they look at them like they're rock stars. So we said, okay, well, if the research is correct, then we should be able to do some learning and development with these high school students on how they work with the younger children and presentation skills and confidence building and all those things. And then they should be able to work with the younger children, and we should have success. And that's exactly what we found, is that the high schoolers were actually more effective than even we were as staff, because the younger children were looking at them like they were rock stars and allowing them to read the stories and allowing them to share demonstrations and activities with them and working with them on the exhibitions. And so we felt like, oh, this might be something we want to lean into, and this might be a way to appropriately work with older children and allow them to come in and teenagers to come in and be positively impacted by the museum. And so that prototype was funded through a funder, Lilly Endowment. And so Lilly looked at 23 museums across the country, and we were one of 23. And they allowed us to apply for some funding to fund how we might look at character development, how we might look at building confidence, how we might look at community and neighborliness. and how we might do that not only with teenagers and giving them their first job, per se, because they get stipends for the work that they're doing, but also to build an exhibition for the tween age, so now they have an exhibit experience in the museum that allows them to continue to grow and develop. And it doesn't feel like we're doing the kiddie stuff that we did when we were younger.
No, I love that. So first you say, hey, you did all these things when you were younger. Now help us bring that same experience to children again and bring them in and get them to be, and honestly, they probably still enjoyed playing in some of the exhibits, but at least they could do it under the guise of they were now mentoring rather than just playing. And I think that's brilliant and makes great sense. Plus, yeah, you get to teach them job skills. You get to teach them how to be a mentor. You get to teach them the responsibilities that come with being in a different role instead of just going to the museum to play in the exhibits and learn in the exhibits. Now they get to teach and demonstrate. And that's fantastic. But also now moving forward, finding exhibits that these older children also want to come to the Children's Museum to see, to learn, to participate in. So where do you go from here?
So we are, and this is exactly correct, Dave, exactly how you described it is how it's happening. It allows us to be able to serve another role in our community and allow something constructive for these high schoolers and the tweens to do where there wasn't that opportunity before. And so over the next 4 years, we're going to be implementing this funding that Lily gave us to be able to do the things that we talked about. So we will be giving nearly 500 children, their first high schoolers, their first job, and allowing them to be able to learn some of those skills that you talked about and be exposed to some of the people in our community that demonstrate some of these characters, character education, character virtues that they would benefit from as they continue to matriculate through their academic career. But also, we're giving them an opportunity to help us concept these new exhibits for the tweens. So depending upon when they have their experience at the Children's Museum, they will also be helping us with the design team to concept the exhibits and see how they're designed as they are designed and then fabricated and then installed in the museum. So it's a four-year project. We are starting now looking for teens and the staff to be able to do the high school component, and then we will be starting within the year on the exhibit development so that we can get that going, and we'll be having that exhibit ready in another 2.5 years.
I love this. This is great. So not only do they get to learn all of these skills and have responsibility and have a safe place to go and learn and grow, but now they also get to help you figure out, okay, so what do we do for the next generation of exhibits? What would you like to see here? Help us develop it, plan it, and put it into action. How many teens are we talking about that'll get to participate?
Nearly 500 over the course of 3 years.
Wow. That's fantastic. Yeah, this is such a different role than the Children's Museum has historically played in our community. And this is exciting. If families, teens, folks with means want to make donations or volunteer, how can people get involved in helping you be successful in this effort?
Well, we definitely are looking for partners and funding and those kinds of things because we want to continue to do the amazing work that we're doing. So you can contact me directly through our website. Our website is lcm.org. We are also on all the social platforms at Louisiana Kids. So any of those ways, please, please, please reach out. If people are interested in participating in as a teen in the program, or if they're, looking for information on as we start building the exhibition, they can find out that information. We will be putting that information forward. So we'll be pushing out the plans that we have and where we are at every stage of the process. There will be an application process for the high school program. We are looking for that program to be diverse by design. We want to make sure that teens from all different backgrounds get a chance to be in a setting together and work together and positively impact the next generation.
You know, this is all in keeping with what the NOLA Coalition was designed to do, isn't it? It really is one way that nonprofits like yourself can not only grow your organizations and connect with the community, but hopefully find meaningful ways to give children purpose and grow character and ultimately keep crime down in our city, right?
Absolutely. If we have opportunities and experiences like this for youth, then they are being constructive with their time, right? And that doesn't leave a lot of time to do things that are non-constructive. So this is how we all, I think, in NOLA Coalition are trying to approach helping this next generation to reach their full potential.
Tiffany White is the CEO of the Louisiana Children's Museum. And Tiffany, I'll be honest with you, I still love an opportunity to go to the Children's Museum and play myself. I remember so much, having so much fun when my kids would ask me to be the cashier at the little grocery store, ask me to help them make the giant bubble around them. I think even adults still enjoy playing. And I got to imagine after hours there, I don't know, maybe once in a while you sneak off and play a little bit. I'm just saying. Tiffany, anything else you want to share with us?
I definitely do, Dave. And, we give adults a chance to play at those adult events. We have our gala coming up on October 25th, and that is a time for adults to play. So we give adults a little time to do that playing as well.
All right. So at the event, not only can you go and have some adult beverages and get some great food and help support the museum, but the exhibits are open for the adults to play too, huh?
Absolutely. They're open for adults to play, and we make it okay for you to have a good time.
Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you for being a difference maker in our community. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, Dave.
Tiffany White, CEO of the Louisiana Children's Museum.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.